You are tuned into the Dr. Tina Show with Dr. Tina Moore. For more, visit drtina.com. On this episode of the Dr. Tina Show, I'm sitting down with Connie Zack. Connie is the co-owner of Sunlight and Saunas. Connie and her husband chose to leave big health corporate America to create this company and bring these high quality products into people's homes so that they could make a difference in the world. I chose to bring a Sunlight and Sauna into my home after years of research and actually having owned a competitor's version prior. I love the quality, the craftsmanship, and I particularly love what this company stands for. I hope you enjoy this episode. I think we hit all of your questions that you've been asking me. Let's jump in. Connie Zack, you are the owner, co-owner of Sunlight and Saunas, and it's a sauna company that I've been using for a few years now that I absolutely love. I highly suggest it to my following. People love it. I get feedback constantly from my followers who've gone ahead and purchased one of your units, and they absolutely adore it. I joke with my husband that I want to live in my sauna. I should have bought a bigger one. So I'm so happy to have you on the Dr. Tina Show today. Would you briefly introduce yourself and let the audience know a bit more about you?
Yeah, of course. Thank you, Dr. Tina, for having me. As I told you before we started, I've been really excited. I'm so honored to be one of your guests. So I got into infrared, this world, over 23 years ago, losing track a little bit, but it was because my brother was really sick and his dentist recommended infrared therapy as a way to remove the toxins out of his body because his dentist felt that his mercury fillings in his mouth had leaked into his body and that's what was causing him to be so sick. He used infrared. It changed his life, completely changed his life and made him healthy. And I saw the transformation, started doing research, found a lot of data that was available in Asia on the value and the impact that infrared can have on the body, and decided to quit my corporate job at Procter & Gamble. And as I said, you know, jumped off a plane without a parachute. And really, I've always been wanting to do something that made a difference in people's lives. And so did Aaron as well, who is my husband and co-owner and business partner. And we both worked at P&G together. And we wanted to make a significant difference and lead the world a healthier place as a result of what we did. And we felt passionate about doing that over at P&G. And so once we saw this non-invasive, not this product that wasn't a pill, right? It was a wavelength that was getting into the body and completely without side effects healed my brother naturally. We thought, wow, if we could share this with everybody else and perfect it and make it more efficient and effective and do some studies and et cetera, you know, we can make the world a healthier place as a result of what we do every day. So it doesn't get much better than that for me.
That's the mission, right? Just I always joke I'm trying to help people survive the zombie apocalypse, but it's true. any bit of the way I can. And you know, I've been in naturopathic medicine for a long time, a lot longer than I've held a license. I was honored to mentor with a brilliant naturopathic physician by the name of Rick Marinelli. And he was touting the benefits of sauna a long, long time ago. I was just a, you know, dorky undergrad. I just graduated from college with a focus on biology. And I met him and I went to work for him and he opened up this whole world to me. But sauna, you know, just the simple concept in naturopathic medicine, we believe in hydrotherapy. And so it's the simple concept of utilizing water and heat to tonify the system. So we're not big on protocols. While we do have a specific way we encourage folks to utilize sauna, cold water immersion, what have you, it's gotten very scientific, I would say, in the past many years. And that's exciting to see the data support what we've always known. But I think that heat and water are such beautiful and individualized therapies for people. And like you mentioned, your brother, I mean, first off, like, kudos to that dentist for being a trailblazer.
Like, I know. Isn't that correct? Like, still, when I tell that story, this is 25 plus, right? Yeah. Years ago. For him to go out on such a limb and share that, and for my brother to receive it the way he received it and to take action is just, it really still blows my mind, because there's still today, you know, 2022, there's so many people who have never heard about the wavelength infrared. They have no idea about these like wonderful healing properties that happen when it is received into the body. And so it's really, and thank you for saying that about his dentist, because I think about that often of, you know, so thankful that he was that progressive.
It's trailblazing. And that's about the time I met my mentor, was about 25 years ago. And it's fun for me to see these therapeutics come full circle and become such a big deal on, like, you know, the Instagrams and the social media platforms, and to see influencers pushing them out. But really, these have been around for quite some time, and they've just been improved upon and made more comfortable. Your saunas are so comfortable, by the way. I want to talk about them and how they're designed, because I love how I'm surrounded by heat. It's not just blasting me from one panel or, you know, one particular area. But first, let's talk about far infrared and what the heck is that? Everybody asks me so a couple questions I get, and we can go through these one by one, but what is far infrared? Also, how does it differ from dry heat sauna? How does it differ from steam sauna? Those are the big questions I get. Can we talk about that?
Yeah, I would love to. So far infrared is one of the three infrared wavelengths that's part of the infrared spectrum. The infrared spectrum comes from the sun. It's part of the spectrum of light. Far infrared specifically is completely safe and natural, and actually it's necessary for all living things. How far infrared works is when it's received, it is absorbed into the water molecules of your body. So I loved when you said about heat and water, and those are the two things right now that I'm just so immersed with. I've been doing so much reading on these new data with water and heat and them working together, which we can talk about, which is really super exciting. But so far infrared goes and it shakes up the water molecules and transforms them essentially. And it's really value in the infrared spectrum with the body is a couple of, there's a lot of them, but I like to just focus on just a couple because it's a little overwhelming if you know, have too much information. But one is on increasing the core temperature on detox, right? So what happens is that the wavelength comes into the body, it's absorbed, it's starting to increase your body's temperature, essentially giving your body a fever without disease, which we all know, you know, and you can speak to, I'd love to hear your thoughts on that, just that concept alone. We all know that if you can increase your core temperature and if you can, you know, trick your body into having a fever, it's going to make it stronger, you know, and it's going to build your immune system. And also as a result, you get to sweat, and as the result of the sweat is it comes out the toxins. And that, you know, thus, when, you know, we think back to my brother, he sweat out mercury, which is one of the reasons that he's healthy today, is because of his, you know, experience inside a far infrared sauna heated environment. So that's the definition of far infrared. I want to give a couple other benefits of far infrared specifically, which is it's really amazing for heart health, for the cardiovascular system. And that's when I first learned about far infrared, you know, forever ago. The research that I was finding in Asia was all the studies specifically on the heart. And it is just amazing when you read all of these studies that have been done for so many years, right? I mean, over 25, 30 years ago, there's this data showing if you can get far infrared into the body, it can literally improve your endothelial lining. It can increase your blood flow. It can decrease blood pressure. It can help with congestive heart failure. It can reduce stroke. I mean, some really significant things for your body, right? There's really nothing much more important than having your heart healthy. So it was a long answer for what is far infrared. I'm sorry about that.
No, Dr. Tina. I love it. Does it penetrate deeper than regular heat?
There's an absorption issue. Because we can talk about the other parts of the infrared spectrum mid and near later, but that they are absorbed and penetrate differently. So I don't want to confuse people about using those words. So let's just call it absorption. And when we talk about, you asked specifically, how does far infrared compare to a hot sauna or dry sauna, traditional sauna, is the language we use here at Sunlight, or a steam. So hot air, when it's really excessively hot, let's just call it 180 degrees, 175 degrees, which is a typical temperature Fahrenheit of a traditional sauna, the wavelength stays in the air. And you can feel it. If you walk in, you know, when you go to a resort or a spa or a gym and you walk inside either a steam or a traditional sauna, right? You can feel, you can breathe. Like there's all, sometimes it takes your breath away mm-hmm. because it's so hot. And you can feel the consistency of the air. It's all heat because the wavelength is in the air and it's staying in the air. The difference with far infrared is when you get in, you don't feel that at all. What happens is that wavelength is being received by your body and it goes into the body. And that's when I talked about it being absorbed by your water molecules. So it's working within the body to transform the cells from the inside out versus the outside in.
Got it.
Does that make sense?
Yep, absolutely. No, that's exactly how it feels. So I get what you're laying down because I use dry sauna quite a bit at the gym when I belong to one. And it's very different when I walk into my Sunlight. And I've noticed, maybe you could speak to this, I only have to get my Sunlight into like 120, 130, and it is hot. Like I am good there. What is that, because we're getting that intracellular?
That's exactly right. And it actually starts working right away, which is different than people think. And we just recently started working, I don't know if you know Dr. Michael Hamblin, but he is, you know, kind of the expert, industry expert on infrared. And so he's really been, any questions that we have to try to understand, you know, the mechanism of action or some, you know, other scientific information, he has been extremely helpful. He's on our scientific advisory board and he shares, you know, Connie, you need to tell people. So I feel like I'm channeling Dr. Hamblin. Dr. Hamblin, are you listening? He needs to tell people to get in right away when you turn it on, because the real value of far infrared is at a cooler temperature, because the cooler temperature allows the body to receive it in higher quantities and get absorbed easier. And that's what, if you think about that, just logically, you think about the hot air we just talked about, it doesn't really feel like it's being absorbed, right? When you're in there, like you feel it in the air if you go into a really hot sauna, but you don't really feel it intracellular. You don't really feel it into your body. But in the sunlight, and like you just said, you get hot quickly, even though the air is really not that hot. And your body's getting hot because your core temperature is starting to rise. So it's very similar. Far infrared therapy is an exercise mimetic. It is so similar to exercise. So you get a lot of the benefits from exercise without doing that type of work. So it's really great for people who, you know, if their body is aching or they just simply don't have time to go and get a cardiovascular workout, or, you know, although I'm a huge fan of stacking stuff. So I really like to do both. But there's some people that just can't, for whatever reason, they can't move the way they want to move, and, you know, and they can't get to the gym. And this is an excellent way to get that exercise in, you know, without going to the gym. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. I say that all the time. You know, working in the realm that I worked in, I did a lot of work. I mean, the predominant work I did in practice for over 10 years was in helping folks with musculoskeletal injuries. And so sauna, I would say, is a far infrared sauna is, it helps it when you can't move, go sauna. So I just had an Achilles injury, right? And it was a career ender for if I were actually a professional athlete. It was pretty bad. It almost completely severed. And so sauna is not in place of exercise, but it is used I advise folks to use it when you can't move and or on top of, like you said, stacking it. So back to back. So I think it's just a really beautiful tool, especially for folks who are chronically ill or mold sick or have Lyme or just have been knocked down by COVID or anything else. It's that shoot. It saved my life. I can't tell you how many times I crawled in my sauna when I had COVID and I threw my husband in there. And I would, same as what you're describing, I actually sort of inherently figured that out. I get in and warm up with it. I handle it much better that way. If I just get in and start, I usually start with, I'm in Oregon where the rain is constant and it like gets in your bones. And so I'm in there with my hat and my fuzzy everything, you know, hoodie, leggings, polar fleece, and I crawl in. And then within minutes, I'm able to shed all those clothes, throw them out the door and sit there and get a good sweat on. But it has saved me more times than I can tell you when I just wasn't able to exercise or I wasn't able to get my core temperature up the way I needed to through movement. That sauna saves my life. I want to talk really quickly too about the temp that you mentioned, temperature. I think that he's spot on. I mean, that makes complete sense to me to warm up with it or get in early and being able to receive it in that way. This is where I have issues with a lot of the influencers that you see online going on and on about protocols based on studies. This takes me back to what I said originally about old school naturopathic hydrotherapy. These are therapeutics that we can use on an individual basis. And I've said this before on the show, and I'll say it again, the temperature that you can tolerate is the temperature you can tolerate. It's up to the individual. It's different day to day. There's sometimes I put it on 110 and I sit in there and it feels fantastic. There's other days I want to cook the crap out of myself and I can handle it. But it really depends on where my vitality's at. Did I get good sleep? What's my central nervous system doing? Am I hydrated enough? What's my electrolyte status, et cetera? And so I don't want people to get hung up on protocols when, you know, because maybe they can't handle that temperature. And I do think as a physician, a lot of these folks spouting this information aren't doctors, but I've treated people who were cardiovascularly unsound and folks who were just really low vitality. And they can kill themselves by going in at too hot for too long, like literally can have a cardiovascular event or pass out. And so I encourage folks to really approach sauna as like the most beautiful individualized therapy that you can have, because each day might be different for you. And the goal is that we're just slowly building vitality. And I can't think of a better way to do that than with sauna, to be honest. Like, it is the vitality builder 101 in my book. So anyway, that's my rant.
No, I hear you. And I think that's a great, I loved what you said about the individualized, because that was our vision is to really help people do their therapy the way works best for them. You know, we have given people some guidelines in our Impulse Sauna. We have 6 different preset programs, so you don't have to think. You can just press a button, you know, but ultimately, like you said, it's really based on how you're feeling that day, what, you know, what's going on in your life, and, you know, customizing it for your needs. And what's great is over time, it'll grow with you and you can change things based on, you know, what, you know, whatever's going on in your life. So.
Absolutely. And you can overdo it. You can go in too often. You can sweat too hard. And I've done that too, where I wasn't at the sort of adrenal hormonal vitality point of handling as much as I was doing it, because it's kind of addictive in my book. Like, it's pretty addictive to get that sweat on, get your heat shock proteins going. You feel awesome. Your endorphins are going. And after, you know, last year I did 30 days straight, complete game changer. And I remember rounding into like day 45 and I'm such a type A. I'm like, let's see how long and how hot I can do it. You know, and all of a sudden I come out and I look like SpongeBob when he's out in the air and he's all shriveled up. My husband's like, honey, you got to back off a little. You're cooking yourself a little too long. So I joke with patients, when you don't know where to start, cook the shit out of yourself. Like, that is my go-to. that is therapeutic priority number one. When you're, especially for folks like me, I'm autoimmune. I have some health issues, right? And when they sort of start to compound and I get behind the ball with stress, I get behind the ball with really kind of where my thyroid and my adrenals are at. And I find myself this happens probably twice a year just due to overworking myself. I find myself kind of in a slump. I'm like, shit, I don't know what to do. Like, I don't feel right. My brain's not working right. I don't feel good. Maybe I'm packing on a little weight in the midsection. And my go-to straight up is go cook the shit out of myself. I will figure it out in the sauna. course.
I love that.
And I always do. Within 2 or 3 days of that, I get clear as a bell and I know what to do. You know, I know what my next best steps are. And so I encourage, whether patients had chronic pain or chronic infections, you know, like there's just a lot, like I said, that Lyme mold community, that can be a tricky group to help get better. The go-to there always is start with sauna in my book.
Well, I think that's perfect. And mental clarity is definitely a benefit. You know, I mean, that's one of the reasons I choose to run, is because I feel like I can solve the world's problems on my run, you know, and it's the same feeling when I use, you know, my sauna, my sunlight and sauna. It's the same thing. I'm like, oh my gosh. The best part is though, I have more energy. Like sometimes when I run, when I get done, I'm like, okay, that was really hard. but I never feel like that when I get done with my sauna. I just feel like, okay, now I hit the reset button. I am ready to go conquer the world again. So that's, I love, 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 love that feeling. And when we first started the company, we used this phrase, sunlight and sauna is the addiction you feel good about. So
I love
just
it.
Building on your whole addiction thing. I was like, oh, that reminds me of a long, long time ago.
It's true though. It is such a good addiction to have. I mean, we're all dopamine addicts, right? Everybody, that's human. That's mammals. We're just fancy mammals with opposable thumbs. And all my dogs love to crawl into my sauna with me. They stare at me outside the door and I open it and they come in and they're like, oh, they just get that like goofy look on their face. So I get it. We're fancy mammals, seek these things out. And then I follow it up with a cold shower, as cold as I can handle. That might be different day to day. That might not be a full blast freezing cold. I love the idea of these, you know, cold plunge tanks, but also some people don't have the vitality for that. Maybe they can just only handle cool water on their arms and legs. And that was how the old, like if you go to Germany to the old hydrotherapy places, the spas, really, there's cold tubs with moving water. You put your arms in, you put your legs in, or maybe you take a cold towel and towel off. But it's not a like slam your system every single time. Like we see maybe, you know, we've seen Joe Rogan and some other folks do that. I get it. Good for them. But I think for the average person, particularly women kind of in our age group, depending on what our hormones are doing, perimenopause, postmenopause, sometimes we just need a little love. We can still stoke our vitality through sauna and cold. We don't need to be like cooking the crap out of ourselves and then jumping into an ice bath. But what are your thoughts on that?
I completely agree with everything you just said, exactly the way you said it.
I love it.
I have no added value to that. That was perfect. Especially the love part. I feel I'm really passionate about, you know, my women's, I'm part of several different women's networks and groups and organizations across the United States, and super, super passionate about leading by example to take care of ourselves and to be kind, you know, to each other. But it really starts with you being kind to yourself, because if you do show yourself some love and some kindness, then other people see that and they're like, oh, look, she does this. And she, you know, like, it's okay for me to do that too. I think women, we're so hard on ourselves, right? We're so critical. And I mean, gosh, I think every day I'm like, you know, in the day, I'm like, was I the best mom I could have been? Was I the best wife? It's always like to somebody else, right? Like rarely do I say, was I just the best me? Was I the best Connie just for me? I don't really think about that. So I loved that. That aspect, because so many times we're like, okay, let's go. Like if I run, sometimes I'm like, should I go 4 miles today? Should I go 6? Should I, you know, you just keep pushing it and pushing and pushing it versus, you know, just being kind and soft to yourself.
Well, it's just I don't know. Health is not a destination. It's a journey. And for me, and it changes all the time. And I have such a tricky immune system that likes to backfire on me when I overstress myself. And it presents as pain, chronic pain. It presents as joint issues. It presents as cognitive issues. And, you know, I watched my grandfather die a horrible death of MS, which was not fun to watch. And I watched my grandfather on the other side, and that whole side of the family gets struck down with autoimmune conditions, which I think were undiagnosed, but looking back, knowing what I know now. And so for me, I'm just trying to stay hot and happy. I want to.
That is the quote of the day. You need to like put that on your recording as like how to stay hot and happy.
We'll title the podcast that. Well, because you're a beautiful woman too, and you know, it just it's like I want to recognize myself in the mirror when I look in the mirror. I think a lot of that too. Just side note on sauna. Sometimes I'm like that middle-aged woman who puffs up, right? And I think a lot of middle-aged women tend to get puffy readily as we kind of go through perimenopause and menopause. And that sucks. And the sauna is awesome because it takes the puff off. And so I'm able to look in the mirror and kind of just see Tina. Like, oh, there's Tina. You know, the same Tina I've been looking back at for decades. And when I start to have my immune system go sideways and I start to puff up, sometimes no fault of my own, like I'm still eating really clean. It's just whatever, environmental exposures, whatever. It bums me out. And then I can't see myself. And when I can't see myself, I can't connect as well with what my purpose is on this planet. To be totally honest, I start to drift emotionally. And so I really love staying in shape for that reason. I'm not dogging anyone who gains weight or anything. It's nothing like that. It's this weird puff we get. It sucks. And the sauna always helps me like reset that. And I love that about it. But long story here, it's just, I get accused a lot online, folks saying, oh, you think you're so perfect. By no means do I think I'm perfect. And I'm very honest, especially on this podcast, about the health issues I've endured. And I've always been transparent about that. I am not the healthiest person. I try really hard. And I came back from like years of chain smoking and eating garbage and living off junk food. Like that was my past life. And so what you see today was built. Like this was very intentional work. And I encourage all folks to go on that journey with me because it really is a journey. And each man, when you feel better, you don't ever regret saying, oh, I wish I hadn't worked out. Or if anything, it's like, I wish I hadn't eaten that, you know, fudge brownie Sunday, or I wish I hadn't stayed up so late. It's never the opposite. You never say, man, I really regret that 8.5 hours of sleep I got, you know?
Right, exactly. Gosh, I wish I wouldn't have sat so long in the sauna. Like, you know, it's like, no, you feel so good.
Exactly. That's time well spent. And it, like you were saying, you solve the world's problems on your run. I do. Like it's like my little think tank in there. I feel like I'm just in my little sensory deprivation tank inside my sauna. And all the clarity comes. All the world's problems get solved in my head when I'm in there. So I often take a journal in and just a pen and I just free write. I don't even have an agenda. I just literally sort of free write in the sauna and what comes out of me in the sauna. Also in water. If I'm in the bathtub or the shower, I get some great downloads from the universe in there. It's something about water and heat. But so tell me, you were saying earlier on, you wanted to talk a little bit about that. You've been studying that water. Let's bring water and heat into this picture.
Well, so I don't know if you're familiar with Dr. Pollack's data.
Yes.
Yeah. Isn't that fascinating? So I can't get enough of, and whenever I have a moment, I'm like, go back and I just keep reading about it. But essentially what we are learning is that infrared heat, when it's received into the body, it changes the structure of the water molecules. So, you know, like at the beginning of this, I talked about how it's absorbed by the water molecules. But now we're learning that there is this, as Dr. Pollack says, there's this fourth phase of water, which is a structured water, which is H3O2 versus H2O. And the benefit of that, which is probably what people are saying, well, so what? So what? is it becomes this charged battery inside your body. And so the change of water is called exclusion zone water, or easy water, stores energy and helps to give your cells energy when they need them. And so what I find so fascinating is all these years, I mean, back in the basement when we started the business, I remember, you know, getting out of my solo at the time, that was the sauna that kind of changed our trajectory of our company. And I would get out and I would say, oh my gosh, I have so much energy. And now like I've just keep thinking back about all of these moments where there was no science. So it kind of goes to your whole protocol thing of, there was no science that said, oh, if you use infrared at this time for this long, you're going to get more energy. There was nothing, but I noticed that myself, the clarity, the mental clarity, that aspect was a benefit. And people then would, they buy the solo and they would call, they're like, oh my gosh, I have never had this much energy. Like I have a mom of four kids and I can now, do so much more. So my point is it sounds like, we know for sure infrared helps, with, change the water molecules and helps to transform water into easy water, into the exclusion zone, which I just think is fascinating because it's such an easy way to get that benefit, and there's still so much to be studied and some people, may push back and say, is it, hype, et cetera. But all the labs, everything that he's researching is pretty exciting as it relates specifically to infrared. It's the same with the sun. It's similar to the sun, right? The sun, because infrared comes from the sun. So that's, I don't know if you have any thoughts on, easy water or any way, how you feel about the data and the science. But I just think it's fascinating because I noticed the benefit before I saw the science. And now that I see the science and I understand it more, I'm like, oh, okay. That makes sense. 100%.
It's mind blowing. I was, structured water. That's the term I kept hearing. And I didn't really deep dive into it until I had Dr. Stephen Hussey come on my podcast. It's episode 50 for anyone listening. And he is a functional medicine doctor who's written a book called Understanding the Heart. And so he talked about structured water in relationship to how the heart pumps and how the blood actually moves through the body and in relationship to heart health. And if you go back and listen to that episode, you can hear me losing my mind. Like my mind was blowing as he explained it because I don't know what happened, but during that interview, all the pieces linked up. So my background's musculoskeletal medicine, right? I put my hands on every single patient and I had a very busy practice for over a decade before I left practice. And I could feel in people's tissues, the integrity of their tissues, whether or not their water was structured. I didn't know what I was feeling. I just knew that people felt very different, even if they were well-muscled and in really good shape. Some of them felt deflated and limp, and others felt really, they had good integrity in their tissues. I can see it. I can literally look at somebody, and now what I think it is structured water. I can look at someone and they look like they're melting to me. And I'm like, oh, your water's not structured. And I can look at somebody and be like, oh yeah, that person, like it's vitality. I think of vitality as one of the, critical vital signs. People always say, oh, you can't look at someone and tell me that they're healthy or not. And I'm like, oh, contraire. I don't know why we can look at dogs and our pets and tell when they're healthy or not. But for some reason, we're not allowed to do that with humans. And that's, looking at a patient in my lobby, I was already judging their vitality, not in a judgmental way, but like if they had low vitality, I knew my job was going to be really cut out for me. This was going to be a different trajectory for this person versus someone who walks in and their vitality is super high. Their water's well structured. I can feel it in their tissues. Like that person's going to heal, lickety split. And so that's what's been I've been tripping out on this structured water, and you can structure your water with infrared sauna. Like,
right. Isn't that amazing? I just think that's so that's just so cool that it's so easy. It's so not easy. Difficult to get inside your sauna and be in there for, however long that you can. And then the sweat. So here's the other thing is back in the basement, when we're starting everything, I think you actually asked this at the very beginning. I noticed that my sweat after using the solo was a different type of sweat than our original, that's a different story, but our original product wasn't really high quality far infrared. And so it was a good comparison because the solo had different types of emitters. It's really more complicated. But the point is, I started to think, wait a second, These are both infrared. This one is vastly different. My sweat is different. Like, I mean, I would have on my stomach, the water that was coming, like it was larger and it was a different texture. And now, you know, now that there's all been studies that, I don't know if you're familiar with the BUS study. I love that study on blood, urine, and sweat. But essentially it says that there's people that have measured their blood and measured their urine on different toxicants that were not found in the blood or urine, but it were found in sweat. So specifically, we'll just take mercury. There was 15% of patients in the blood, urine, and sweat study that had zero mercury in their blood, but 100% of those had it in their sweat. So it's coming out in their sweat. And so is that why it actually feels different? You know, and there's a different, and that's, it's a different experience than in a traditional sauna because the air is different. It's just, it's really fascinating. Sorry, I get so excited talking about some of this data, especially when it's all starting to make scientific sense. It always made intuitive sense. And I always knew how I felt and I knew how I felt better. And, but now that I'm understanding, you know, the change in your water. And when I would get massages, people still to this day, people always say, you know, you like are really tight, but your body responds so fast. It's like, they're always amazed. Like, what do you do? Like how, like you just, like you did, and you know, when after I ran a marathon, I mean, I was right back, but I used my sauna, you know, and I stay really hydrated. And I went right after that, after my marathon, I went out and ran like 13 miles, like a half marathon, which is a little crazy, but my point is as I physically could do it, you know? Yes. And I think a lot of that is just because of the way I take care, you know, my body with sauning and also enjoying water and making sure that I do both together.
Yes. Yes. Well, your water's structured, so you bounce back faster. It's mind blowing. I've got to get Dr. Pollock on my podcast because I just trip out on this. I just can't even explain how when you're in medicine and you're touching people all day long for years and years and years, you start to put theories together and you don't really quite know what you're stumbling upon. But when you go to try to express it to other physicians, most of them don't get it, especially if they don't put their hands on people. And so all day long, you know, and so that structured water piece was the piece that was like the huge missing link for me. And I am so excited that that information is out there in the world and it's legitimate. It's your glycocalyx inside of your vasculature is largely due to structured water. So it's without it, you're looking at cardiovascular disease, you're looking at excessive loads on the heart. I mean, that's just one aspect of the body, right? And when I finished up that interview with Dr. Hussey, I said, so basically you're telling me I should just hang out in my sauna all the time. And he laughed. And I was like, that's the answer.
That's funny.
That's why I tell people, when in doubt, go cook yourself. And folks say, well, I can't afford a sauna or, you know, I don't have room for it. And I think it is, and I understand that and I respect that. But if you have the opportunity and the resources, I think spending a couple $1,000s on a unit is the best money you can spend as far as insurance goes. I wholeheartedly believe it will put years on people's lives and really add a high quality of life to what they're currently living. At least, I mean, when in doubt, I go crawl in my sauna. I could be in a pile of tears because the world's melting down around me. And I'm like, I'm just going to go crawl in my sauna and cry it out in there. I'll come out of it better.
Yeah. And the sunlight solo that I keep referencing is a portable unit. Just so your listeners know, it is not big at all. And it's portable. It really compacts into 2 feet by 3 feet and you can have it anywhere. You can have it like back when we started everything, my solo was in our living room because we had this tiny little house and, you know, we had the business in our house and there was no place to put it. So we just plug it in the living room and, you know, turn off the lights and go in there and use it. And it's very accessible. So I understand a wooden cabin like behind me, that can be intimidating. You're thinking, where in the world am I going to put this? It's large, et cetera. So my answer would be, if you, you know, want to commit, like start small and, you know, just the solo is a great option. It's not going to break the bank. And you won't, like you said, you won't regret it. You won't be like, oh my gosh, I never should have, you know, never should have started sawing. That won't come out of your mouth.
That's so true. I didn't know you guys had that unit until recently. I only thought you had the big walk-in cabinets. And so I was so excited to learn about this little, it's like kind of like a half dome, right? And you lay down in it.
Uh-huh. And there's two domes. The upper one, your head is out and it kind of, it goes over here and you're like literally lie down with your head out. You can put your head in. It's not my preference, but you can. And then it's telescopic. So when you, to get out, you push down and the upper dome goes over the lower dome. And so then, you know, when you unplug it, obviously, and turn it off, you can store it. The two domes kind of go on top of each other and it's about 2 feet by 3 feet. At the most, and weighs 66 pounds. And then you can carry, like I used to put one dome on each and I would carry it around and move it from room to room. Like if people were coming over, I thought maybe I shouldn't have my sunlight and solo like right in my living room. So I'd move it. it's a great option. It has far infrared only. So it doesn't have, and it has chromotherapy also, but it doesn't have the other two wavelengths of mid infrared and near infrared. So I want to make sure that everybody knows that. So, you know, just like anything in life, there's some trade-offs. You don't have all three wavelengths, which is ideal. But if, you know, you have to pay for all three wavelengths. And so there has to be a way to deliver that. So, but if you just want to get started, sometimes it's better just to get started, right, with something. And you can aspire to have the impulse later. It's not something you absolutely have to have. You start with the solo, get healthy, get, you know, increase your vitality. Totally agree. And that increase your quality of life and how you feel. You for sure are going to feel better. For sure. You know, you're gonna, we always say like my goal is for you to feel better, for you to do more of what you love to do with the people you love to do it with.
Love it. That is 100%. I agree. That's been my whole goal with practicing medicine. It's not about, so many people, they kind of have this all or nothing attitude. It's like, oh, I have 50 pounds to lose. So if I don't lose 50 pounds, I'm a failure. Or I have this crippling, debilitating, chronic, degenerative lifestyle induced illness. And if I don't do everything perfect right now, I'm a failure. And I'm like, no, it's just degrees, which to me, it's the same thing when I was trying to reduce folks' pain, which by the way, sauna is an amazing, amazing tool to reduce pain. But when I was trying to get people's pain down, patients' pain down, the reference I would use is just a dial. It's like a volume dial. I'm just trying to dial it down. Because if we start learning tools to dial down our symptoms and to dial down our discomfort and to dial down illness, we are empowered. It's not about perfection. It's not about getting to the destination. Otherwise, you're a failure. It's just about knowing the resources and tools, and sauna being a big one, to just dial that down. Because if you're roaring at a 3 out of 10 on the pain scale versus an 8 or 9 out of 10, you can actually think straight. And then you can start to make the choices you need to make to continue to improve that dial down. Versus a lot of folks, I think, are living with chronic degenerative illnesses. A lot of them, like I said, are lifestyle induced, and they are like type 2 diabetes being one of them. And their doctors are like, oh, there's nothing you can do, take a pill. And that is obvious. I mean, you obviously know, and my audience obviously agrees, that's ridiculous. There's lots that we can do. And so it's just a matter of implementing a variety of strategies. Like you said, exercise, what we eat, what we put in our mouths, what we let our eyeballs watch, what we listen to, who we hang out with. And I think temperature is a huge, huge resource. You know, your ability to withstand hot and cold is every indication of your overall vitality. And so when folks' vitality is low, they can't handle very hot and they can't handle very cold. And so that's a nice gauge. Like you said, it gets better, right? Like talk more about that. Because as you start, it might be a little challenging and you think, wow, I can only get it to this temp. But 3 months in, or even a month in, or even 3 weeks in, it's like, wow, I'm really rocking this out. Is that just an adaptability that you find most people get pretty quickly?
Well, it depends on what's going on in, you know, their body. And so, like, I can't say enough. I love that you talked about, you know, especially for women, like loving themselves and being kind. And the same thing goes as you go on this wellness journey, right? So like, if you have autoimmune, you know, issues, or you're suffering from whatever, you know, pain, chronic pain, if you're going through whatever you're going through, you know, be patient with yourself and take it one step at a time. And because there's a lot of people, like I'll speak personally as for myself. I remember my very first experience, you know, and my brother kept telling me, he's like, you got to get in and like, you know, get into the sauna. And I would get in, nothing would happen. And I don't know what the heck I was expecting, Dr. D. I don't know if I was expecting for like that mind blowing, you know, but I'm like, okay, nothing's happening. And it took my body a little bit of time. I mean, the other issue is I was impatient, but it took my body a little bit of time to receive the wavelength, and it took me a little while to sweat.
Yeah.
And you know what? Here's the, you know, like Dr. Hamblin, you know, would say, I can hear him. It's, you're still receiving the wavelength. It's still working with your water molecules. You're still getting that magnificent healing energy into your body. Do not worry if you're not sweating right away. Like that's not a direct measure of success. We get so caught up in, you know, success criteria. It really, your success criteria is, how do you feel? Right? Yes. Like, how do you feel? How do you notice your brain like being a little bit less foggy? Do you notice having a little bit more clarity? How does your skin feel? Like my skin, that's another benefit we haven't talked about. That's great with far infrared and near infrared. The skin, it like really, really loves both far and near infrared. I mean, it just loves it, you know, because you're purifying the body with far infrared, you're removing the heavy load, the toxins that comes out. And if you use the near infrared part of the spectrum, which is in our impulse, then it's going directly in and it's penetrating and it's helping to accelerate cell turnover and kind of regenerate the skin and give it that healthy, you know, glow. So I think bottom line, to answer your question, listen to your body is my number one thing that I've said since we started this, you know, is if you feel like you're overdoing it, you probably are. You know, make sure that you're hydrating. That is my, you know, I know a lot of people have a lot of different protocols and a lot of different recommendations while they sauna, as far as binders and supplements and lots of different things. My, you know, sweet spot for Connie Zach is, you know, hot water with lemon and like just water, really. And if you don't like lemon, you don't like hot water, that's fine. Just water. It like water is as we talked about at the beginning, like kind of going full circle, is just so, so important. And a lot of times people don't have great sweats because they are dehydrated and their body is not able to, you know, completely, you know, sweat because they're just, they're done, you know? And yeah. So you just need to take care of yourself.
A lot of people are dehydrated. I find myself dehydrated often throughout the day. And I have found that adding some electrolytes to my life does definitely increase my endurance and my energy. And I would say my cognition to some degree, my lights are on better when I'm thoroughly hydrated with a little bit of electrolyte support. But yeah, I fully agree. Folks are so, they walk around feeling so crummy. You know, you're ability to endure exercise and even strength. Your strength is contingent on how hydrated you are. So going into the sauna and obviously losing a lot of that hydration, I used to think I would go in and drink water in there, but I found that I kind of need to preload. Do you find that? Like you kind of got to start earlier than the trip to the sauna.
Yes. Yes. Thank you for bringing that up. 100%. Like I always tell people, drink as much as you can. You know, there's not a prescription, you know, right or wrong, but definitely always load myself up before, during, and after. I mean, it's just like, that's to me the complete, you know, circle of wellness with sauna is water before, water during, water after. And ideally I like heated water because I like to stack. Heated, like heated stuff. So I feel like the more that you can do at the same time or right next to each other, the better I feel.
I love that. I think that's a really good point. There is benefit to taking in warm water metabolically and just, I think, absorption wise too. So yeah, that's a really good point. So tell me quickly about, so I have the Signature 2. I wish I had gotten the Signature 3 because I want to lay down in it more. But if I did that, I would never get out. So I kind of keep myself stuck with the smaller, but it's quite spacious. I mean, I can lay down in it. I just have to put my legs up against the wall, which is, it's a good
position. Been there.
That's a good position. That's a yoga move, right? Just a little meditation. So I am getting, I know the far infrared's in there. Is that the only wavelength that's in the Signature 2?
Yes. You're getting a little bit of mid infrared because the way the infrared spectrum works, as the surface temperature is not the air temperature, but the surface temperature of the heater, as that changes, it channels through different wavelengths. So you're getting a little bit of mid as well. Near infrared is a separate, that's invisible light. So, I mean, that's a completely separate element. In order to get near infrared, the best way is through LEDs, because then you can get precisely the amount that you want. And precisely at the unit of measurement that you want. So that's in our Impulse series. We have a separate, like these massive, large panels. We've learned over the years that, you know, the larger the better, near infrared, because ideally you want to be right up next to it. So, you know, if people took a photo of me taking my sauna before I go out to a gala or something, they would just like laugh because I'm like literally like sitting with my legs on the bench and I have my face right up next to the panel, you know, and I'm just like, my face is like, thank you. You look so much better now.
Does it really help? Have you noticed?
Yes, it really, yes, it helps. It's, you have to get your brain comfortable with the fact that you're putting your face up to something that's invisible, right?
Yeah.
You can see the LEDs and you can see the panel. So that's how, you know, I get through, but you're not, there's no light and there's no heat, but the near infrared is coming through and you can start to feel, you know, your skin, you know, just kind of feel kind of like almost similar to when you get a facial I don't know if you've ever done, I love these oxygen facials. They give those like little like O2 bubbles on your face. It's kind of like that same kind of just bubbly feeling. And then also the other thing I can physically feel is when you talked about pain, each wavelength helps with pain at different levels. Near infrared is really good for the surface, so those kind of hard areas. So when I was training for my marathon, I would go in there and I would put my knee right up next to the panel, and then also the top of my foot, because that my top of my foot just really hurt. And literally, I mean, I could almost instantly, you could feel the body just respond. And when I was done with my session, my sauna is in my basement with a lower level. I mean, it was so difficult to get down to the basement. I'd be always like, oh my God, you know, but like at the end, I'd be like, yeah, you know, like
love it.
A little, like a little dog, like a little puppy, you know, just run up the stairs. So, so that's the difference in saunas. We have four different types. We have a solo, it's a portable unit. We have the Signature, and the solo and Signature are far infrared, and that's what we started with. That's kind of our signatures, what we know so much about. And then we have Amplify, which is a far infrared with some kind of full spectrum heaters at the front, and then Impulse that has three separate heaters, or not heaters because near infrared is a heater, but three separate ways to deliver the infrared spectrum. So there's a far infrared heater, there's a mid infrared heater, and then there's the near infrared LEDs, and then there's a control panel that brings it all together so that it shows you how to use it all, so that you don't have to think, what do I, you know, for cardio, what do? You just press the cardio button. For pain relief, press the pain relief button, weight loss, et cetera.
Amazing. I think I'm going to have to trade up.
I think we should talk about that.
That sounds so good.
Would really love the near infrared. I can tell.
Oh yeah. I have a red light panel that has near infrared and I am like a lizard against it, but I would really like that inside my sauna because you're right. It's so helpful for pain and it does. It allows such a, it just makes the tissues much juicier. I don't know how else to say it. It really does allow some flexibility to return to some of those stuck areas. And that's pretty awesome. And your units are so beautiful, really easy to assemble. Although my husband would argue with me on that one because he doesn't work well with others. And I was in the middle of it trying to give directions. So that was the only problem we had, but really easy to assemble and get into the room. And that I love it. I don't know what I would do without it. I've often thought if I were to get a second home, I have to buy, because I'm in Oregon. We're kind of living under tyranny and ridiculousness a lot of the times. And I've often thought about buying a second home somewhere else, like maybe Idaho or something. And I'm like, well, the first thing we have to do is get a sauna in there because that's priority. I'm not living without it. I don't know how I could. I think I'd just be a crotchety old, I'd be gimping around everywhere in chronic pain. So I do love my sauna. Awesome. Well, this has been really enlightening. Is there anything else that I've missed asking you that you want to portray about your units? I know that I did my research and I came up with sunlight and being the best for a lot of reasons, but is there anything that I haven't touched on?
I would say just building on the quality. I mean, we talked a lot about, the energy of the wavelength and how that works, which is, so wonderful. But if you just, forget about that for a second and just think about the quality of construction, like you talked about. And I know something that's very concerning to people is EMF, and they want to make sure that their product is safe and there's not a lot of, electromagnetic field in the air. That's something that since we started in the basement, we've always been super passionate about. So we've taken every measure along the way. And then recently, I would say, in the last 2 years, we had an independent study come out, independent company, and go through everything, because we were, testing ourselves. We thought, if I was buying something and I was concerned, I would want to see a test from a third party, something that has nothing to do with our company, and, see their results. And so that's what we did, and show that all of our models, including Impulse was the hardest one to get down to zero, to get down to like really, really low, because there's three different wavelengths. There's a tablet inside. It's just really, really hard to negate absolutely everything. But we have finally found a way to get it low. And so we did that test. And so people should feel really good about that. They should feel really good about the wood choice, the suppliers we work with, Dr. Tina. Oh, they're just such great people. And I mean, that's one of probably my favorite things about Sunlighten over the years is, gosh, I just love the people we've chosen. We're very intentional about the people that we work with, as far as partners and influencers. We're very intentional about the people we work with, on the manufacturing side, because we do it all. Like, this is our company that we manufacture ourselves. I mean, we all do all the research and development. We do all the science. We do, the raw material. I mean, all of that, the marketing and the seller, like it's all done, here. And the good news about doing it that way is you get to choose who you work with. And one of our hardwood suppliers, they're just such good people and they care about their wood. And, I know it sounds really, really corny and really, really cheesy to say, hey, we're working with a supplier that loves their wood, so you can feel it when you're inside the sauna. But, love is an energy, and
yes.
And when people love what they do, and when they, cook, because that's one of my favorite things to do, when they cook with love and they put it all in there, I do believe, and it's, maybe just a Connie Zack thing, but I do believe that it tastes better and it's better for your body and better received. And the same thing about the people we work with on putting the sauna together. Every single part, there's a lot of parts in our product, as your husband would attest to. And every single part is tested. It's labeled, it's signed off on that it meets quality control. You get a tag that has been reviewed by lots of people. So we do it that way because we care about the consumer. And we want to deliver the highest quality product at the lowest price. And we want to, you know, help people feel better. And so we feel like if we take the extra steps to do that, then they'll have a great experience and they'll be happier and they'll want to do it more with other people they want to do it with. So
I love that.
That's probably the only other thing is just the kind of the non-scientific stuff, you know, they should feel good about their product. And also the other accessible thing, this is really important to me, is we are accessible. So meaning that if people have questions, there's so much information, you can get any answer. If you want to manipulate an answer, you just go on the internet. I mean, you can get any answer to anything that you want to, if you search hard enough. If you want to know the truth and you want to know, like, you know, the facts, like, feel free to reach out directly to anybody at Sunlight. And I mean, that's our values. That's what we stand for. I don't want you to be confused. You should be happy. This should be a great process in getting your sauna. Like, it should not be a stressful, like, oh my God, I don't get it. If that's happening, you know, then call me. Like, that should not happen, you know?
Yeah. So. Well, I was going to add, I'm really picky about who I'll affiliate with and who I will promote out to my audience. And a big factor is the customer service I receive when I first reach out to the company. And that tells me everything. And I've reached out to other sauna companies and not gotten great customer service. And so I therefore will not recommend their products to people. And your company has just been, every single person I've contacted, I've probably interacted with 5 people at this point at your company. And every single time, everybody was super helpful. I get responses quickly. And I have asked, when I've talked to folks who, my followers, when they buy one, they get so excited because it's a big purchase for, you know, this is not a small thing. And it can be, you know, there's some money invested in this, and they'll get so excited and send me a DM and say, I finally did it. I finally pulled the trigger and ordered my Sunlight, and I'm so excited. I'll let you know when I get it. And I always ask them, how was your customer service? And, or I'll make some mention, and they always say, like, yeah, it was seamless. It was really great. So
it's wonderful.
You run a good company there. And I appreciate that about you guys, because that especially nowadays with COVID, I don't know what happened to customer service out there, but most of the time when I call anywhere now, things have changed in a lot of companies and been outsourced. And so it's nice to know that I get quick turnaround and good help from you guys.
Well, thank you. Thank you for the feedback. I appreciate it. And thanks for your support.
Yeah. Well, I think everybody should have a sauna in their house. If they can swing it, I think it's probably one of the best investments in their health that they're going to find. That said, your website is also super helpful. There's a lot of information there once I finally started digging in. So if people have questions, they can head there. Where else? Are you guys on social media? Are you on Instagram?
We are. We are on Instagram and Facebook, all of the different social media channels. Absolutely. You can, you know, follow us and, you know, you can DM us, you can chat as well. We have chat on our website. However, whatever, you know, is easiest for our consumers is how we want to work with them. So, you know, you can call, you know, the old fashioned way.
old school. Use your phone as a phone.
Use your phone to actually talk through it. That works. That's enlightened too. And if they mention you, well, actually they need to mention that, you know, they heard us from Dr. Tina, then we'll get them the love discount from Dr. Tina. So make sure you mention that, because that's really important. And again, you know, we really appreciate all of your support and just, you know, we love supporting you and love the work that you're doing. So it's really a nice partnership, and you host a really great podcast. So congratulations and kudos to you.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. I'm just trying to bring good information out to the world, and I've been blessed with people paying attention. So I'm just trying to bring the truth at all costs. I think that we're living in a world of low integrity and low truths in a lot of ways and in our leadership. And so I think that all of us doing what we can, like you said, you know, you set out to do good for humanity. And I think that matters. So thank you. Well, I'm excited that you came on. Thank you for answering all my questions. I think we covered the gamut. And if people have more questions, they know how to find you guys. I will make sure to link up everything in the show notes. And I really appreciate your time today, Connie. Thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you so much. It's been just a true pleasure.
Thanks for listening to the Dr. Tina Show. Please be sure to follow me on Instagram at Dr. Tina, that's D-R-T-Y-N-A, and Dr. Tina 2.0, as well as visit my website at drtina.com. This is a Resonant Media production produced by Drake Peterson and mixed by Chris McCone. The theme song is by John the Gilt. As always, you can email the show at podcast@drtina.com. And if you like this episode, please rate, review, and subscribe on your favorite podcast app. See you next week.
This podcast is for general informational purposes only. It does not constitute the practices of medicine, nursing, or other professional healthcare services, including the giving of medical advice. I am a doctor, but I am not your doctor. No doctor-patient relationship is formed. The use of this information and the materials linked to this podcast is at the user's own risk. The content on this podcast is intended not to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Users should not disregard or delay in obtaining medical advice from any medical condition they have, and they should seek the assistance of their healthcare professionals for any such conditions.